WTAW News Time is 8:05. 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A chase last night that began near Houston ended in College Station. The driver, 22-year-old Trevor Allen of College Station, crashed his truck into a fire hydrant in the parking lot of an apartment complex near Southwest Parkway and Welsh. Following a foot chase, Allen was caught, taken to a local hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries, then transported to the Harris County Jail. It's been the better part of 2 months since public school districts around Texas have received the last estimate of how much the state funding they can expect for the upcoming school year. College Station Superintendent Clark Ely told the school board last night to wait on making a decision on how much more they can contribute to employee health insurance.
We're getting conflicting information on regarding to the available school fund, and we don't know that they'll be resolved till we see the next updated template. Some says we'd be losing some money off of what you've seen there. Some says we won't be. So we, in an abundance of caution, we need to really look and see what that next iteration of that template's going to look like for us.
The board did approve a 2% pay raise for next year, which is a net 1.5% after an increased retirement contribution. A special meeting will be held August 4th when the CSISD board hopes to implement a new four-tier health insurance contribution plan where 90% of employees won't make less money than last year. Tomorrow's College Station City Council meeting is the first in a while to not include anything associated with a possible bond issue in November. But there is a possibility of a special meeting next week to consider proposed bond language. 2 weeks ago, most of the time was taken during a council review involving a recommendation to build a new police department at Dartmouth and Crenic Tap. That would leave the existing building available to relocate existing city offices. City Manager Kelly Templin says more than $3 million renovation cost would come from other sources.
I don't think a bond would be necessarily for the reconfiguration of that space. To keep the issue clear, if it does go on to a ballot, it should just be the police station or the police station issue. We will find the funds to renovate that building.
A citizens bond committee also recommended a 7th fire station and a community center. A group of more than 20 concealed handgun license holders from Washington County will be standing guard today outside the Marine Recruitment Office in Brenham. Organizer John Deans says the campaign called Arm Our Eagles is aimed at getting federal officials to rescind the order that prohibits most military personnel from carrying weapons at domestic military facilities, like the recruitment center targeted last week in Tennessee.
This came about just from the sheer frustration of this whole anti-gun nonsense over the past several years, and it endangers more and more people.
Deans says their weapons will be concealed. However, other groups doing the same thing in cities like Tyler and Cleburne are openly carrying rifles. The BCS Chamber of Commerce has announced the winners of the annual recognition of minority-owned local businesses.
Sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services, who have been involved with this since we started at day one in their attempt to help us lift up those businesses who have historically been underutilized in our community.
Chamber President Royce Hickman says tickets are still available for the Community Impact Lunch next Tuesday at the Phillips Event Center. This year's winners are HBI Office Solutions, House of Tires, and BoomFit CrossFit. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
811, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
High pressure remains over the area. That leaves our weather rather warm the next few days. Abundant sun, a few clouds, and 95 to 100 for the afternoon high. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Looks to be partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low close to 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny Friday. Temperatures Friday between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Here goes 812. Nancy Berry joins us this morning, Mayor of College Station. How are you today?
Just doing great.
Great. Kevin has put together some questions for you this morning.
Oh, good.
He's not listening.
Did Kevin know?
No. I am too listening. I'm just trying to figure out what in the world you are doing, young man.
Since when you interviewed me last, lack of preparation could be used.
That's it. So there. Okay. I just thought maybe if you had any questions for the mayor today.
No. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Okay. Never mind. All right. Yesterday on our little radio station, member of your city council, Carl Mooney, talking about a presentation that's coming up from the YMCA of Houston. This is what he had to say yesterday. Let me punch a button here. Okay.
Whether or not there's going to be a marriage here, we don't know. It could answer questions and concerns that both communities have right now, and the region for that matter, regarding a senior center, regarding child care, regarding programs that the Y is well known for, and, yes, a natatorium.
Your thoughts?
Well, the YMCA is an excellent organization, no question about it. Have to see what it is that they would want the cities to participate in and what kind of cost would be involved, and then we'd have to weigh those costs against other needs of the city.
Can you give me the genesis of this? Did y'all go to them? Did
no,
they come
this
to
is
you?
This is Mr. Mooney's initiative.
Okay, and obviously it can't be a free ticket. I mean, there's going to have to be some sort of expense that would be involved there, but it addresses some things. Speaking of addressing, I guess y'all talked mostly in the last city council meeting about the most expensive item that the Citizens Committee came up with on the bond issue, and that was $28 million for police facility. Again, as one member of council, your thoughts there, and where are we going with this bonding process? First, your thoughts on the police.
Well, we do need a new police headquarters. I mean, they are really cramped. I think the building's maybe close to 30 years old, and we had a staff of, 60 or 70, and now we're over, 200, and they're in the same quarters. So, a police station is definitely needed. Whether we put that on the bond issue or off issue certificates of obligation for it is still up in the air, because $27 million is a lot of money, and we may be able to value design it easier.
Kelly Templin was in your spot 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and of course he didn't say, and it's not his to say necessarily, that there will be a bond issue, but as the mayor and one member of council, do you think you are going to put a bond package together and have it on a November ballot?
Yes.
Any ideas to how obviously you haven't had your formal meeting, you'll have that later on this month, but it is time, boys and girls, to sit down and figure out how this thing is going to be crafted.
Yeah, we're having a special meeting on July 28th to just discuss the bond issue. There's a lot of transportation on it. There's, the police station, the fire station, as a community center. Those were all recommendations that came forward from the Citizens Advisory Committee.
Is there anything that Nancy Berry, the mayor, wants to fight for that is in that list?
Transportation.
Okay. The and also in the conversation with the city manager a couple of weeks ago, discussed legislation in Austin which changes the way that bonding entities will handle issues from now on, thus being that if an element of the bond does not pass, it cannot be brought before the voters again for 3 years, and apparently this bond issue will fall under that doctrine, even though it doesn't go into effect until January the 1st. Well, how does that change the way you look at projects?
I think it does change it. This House Bill 1378 says that not only can you not bring it back to the voters, you can't spend any money on it, so you can't do any design work or engineering or acquisition of right-of-way or any of the things that normally take place before it's completely funded, you know. So it affects us. Exactly how it's going to affect us, you know, is yet to be determined. But it definitely is going to play a role.
Well, it could be one of those things that they change in the next legislative session, but you got a bond issue that you're looking at
right
now. So the timing could
and so
be
anything on the bond issue that doesn't pass means it's at least 3 years before we can look at it again.
Mayor Nancy Berry joining us this morning. A couple of developmental issues. Obviously, the city seems to be struggling with what is going to happen to Holloman Drive on the west side. That would be the area that folks may understand is near, kind of near Welborn Road. There's some key land right there that could be used for development for a lot of different things. But Holloman on that side of Fitch is really not developed very well, can't handle a lot of traffic. What do you see is a solution short-term and long-term for that portion of Holloman?
Well, short-term, it's going to be traffic. Long-term, I hope we'll be able to spend some money and widen it and be able to ease the traffic. But we have to consider that along with other bottleneck areas as well.
Yeah, certainly. Mayor Nancy Berry joining us. Last meeting, you approved a new development that was east of Scott and White, but rejected another one that was on Graham Road near Sherwood Heights. Do you any thoughts on why you went with one and you didn't go with the other at this point?
Yeah, well, the one on Bird Pond Road, Bird Pond Road is scheduled for improvements, and that's a smaller development. And the one on Graham Road is, you know, it's a two-lane county road, and all the area around it is rural, large lots, and this was going to be a student development, and it just didn't fit in with the comprehensive plan. And so that was why it was rejected.
Sure. And we were discussing yesterday, I mean, you're right, this area around Bird Pond Road, that extension beyond Scott and White, for years that was where the dump was. I mean, lots of heavy trucks have been on that road for a long, long time, and there's certainly work that needs to be done on that. And since you're going to try to do some development around Lick Creek Park, you want to be able to have that, I guess, as more accessible and easy to get to.
Yeah, and that's already on our transportation plan.
Sure. The Texas World Speedway development, can you give us any thoughts or a heads up on that as to,
well,
to how that looks?
I haven't heard anything new about the development. What I read was in the paper about that they're not closing the speedway right away. But we did create a municipal utility district for water and sewer, and we approved the development agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming the developer is ready to go, the city is, the next step would be for the council to consider a utility agreement for water and sewer.
Yeah.
So I hope it comes forward quickly.
Well, it's interesting because it really is it's kind of a jump. I mean, that's really extending out a long way. And again, you want to be prepared for your city services and support if that happens. But that's quite a long ways out now in College Station, I would say. What else on your radar screen this morning?
Well, congratulations to our Tsunami swim team, who recently had 14 athletes qualify for the upcoming Texas Games of Texas. So congratulations are definitely in order.
Mm-hmm.
They'll compete with more than 2,800 swimmers from across the state when the games are held July 30th through August 3rd at Texas A&M's Natatorium. And we have an entire list of these star swimmers on our city blog, which can be found at blog.cstx.gov.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to it. It'll be an interesting meeting this Thursday, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. Okay?
Great.
Thank you. Uh-huh. That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. If you have a Citigroup branded credit card, you may be sharing in some money. The bank will refund $700 million to consumers and will pay $70 million in fines for illegal and deceptive credit card practices. The order from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is the latest multi-million dollar settlement against credit card issuers for their role in selling add-on products to customers, such as credit store monitoring or rush processing of payments. Apparently, we like savory snacks better than sweet ones. New figures show that the global chocolate-eating champions of the world are the Swiss, who ate twice as much chocolate as Americans last year. Other big chocoholics are the Germans, Austrians, Irish, and British. But we are the hands-down champs in the consumption of salty snacks, from potato chips and tortilla chips to nuts. Crude oil down 72 cents at $50.14 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. Parents, what price would you pay not to have a sick kid this school season? What would it be worth to you not to have to miss work with a sick kid, take him to the doctor, or pay for prescription medicine? Even a cold can put a dent in the pocketbook, not to mention how rotten the poor kids feel. Well, Activate Kids Immune Booster from the Activate Company might be just the ticket to saving you some real money and grief this year. Activate Kids Immune Booster has been specifically formulated to boost your child's immune system so they can fight off those nasty school colds, flu, and strep infections before they get a hold on your kid. It's safe and effective, and it sure costs a lot less than going to the doctor or missing work. Give them Activate Kids Immune Booster from the Activate Company. Just go to www.activateproducts.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. To call the three boys troublemaker would probably be an understatement. Actually, a number of people who knew these kids said that they were more problem than, well, than a body should have to deal with. Naturally, others said, well, they were just boys, not really meaning to do any harm, but they might have watched their disrespect just a little bit more, especially at school. That was the real problem, school. Ronnie, Gary, and Bobby were basically a handful. No question about it, but at school, huh, they were even more than that. Yeah, they caused trouble like a lot of youngsters who really have not reached a natural maturity level yet. But even when they got caught, they would often shoot off their collective mouths and make a bad situation much worse. But it's when they mouthed off to Lynn that they found themselves on the outside looking in. Yep, Lynn, the coach at the school. He had had enough and he threw the book at the boys. He expelled them for bad behavior. Not only was Lynn fed up with all the disrespect, but, well, he really couldn't stand all that long hair either. Yeah, it was against school rules, and as usual, these three were breaking that rule too. So between the disrespectful mouths and the long hair, those boys had to go. And go they did. Actually, they never came back. Nope, it seems that Ron, Gary, and Bob had their fill of school too. So they decided to do something else. Now, what else could three young troublemakers who, well, were too young to find good full-time employment and too undereducated to find a good-paying job and too inexperienced to do anything but the most menial work, what could they do? Well, of course, there was that one thing. They could form a band. And they did. Pretty good band, too. Yep, they've sold millions of albums, and they've been around for about 3 decades now. And back when they were looking for a name for their band, it was then that they decided to name the band after the man who was primarily responsible for them forming a band to begin with. It's a little-known fact that one of the most successful bands in the country is named after a real person, a teacher, a coach, and a man who threw the band's founding members out of school for being disrespectful. Their old coach. But coach, he didn't hold a grudge, though. Nope, he even comes to watch them play most of the time they're in town. The coach, Leonard Skinner.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Boosting language skills in music class. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
Okay, it's time to tune.
School music programs often face cutbacks as schools focus on core skills like literacy. But in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, neuroscientist Nina Kraus and her colleagues report that music lessons actually improve reading skills.
Auditory processing is very important for learning to read because you need to, you know, first of all, have a very strong connection between sound and language and your language skills. And then as you're learning to read, you're associating the letters on a page with the sounds that you're hearing.
In the latest report, high school freshmen who had never learned to play an instrument were enrolled in either a music or a fitness program. Within 2 years, the music students outperformed the others in reading, and brain structures involved in literacy had matured more quickly. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Going to talk about stuff going on at the George Bush Library Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So let's see. What have we got anything coming up this week?
Yeah, actually, we do. We have Mark Stanford. He's the Associate Director for Forest Resource Protection at the Texas Forest Service. He's going to be explaining the statewide plan for dealing with wildfires, including prevention and incident response. And he'll also show you ways that you can make your home and family safer from wildfires. That's going to take place at the Museum's Orientation Theater on July 23rd at 7 p.m.
Okay, so that's coming up on Thursday. And, of course, Dave, you weren't here, but folks familiar with the fires that we had over in Bastrop, not too far away, you still see the remnants of it. And as we start to dry out after having kind of a wet time, after we're starting to dry out a little bit, this is probably pretty timely information as far as that goes. So that's coming up on Thursday. Anything else going on?
Well, in addition to that information, yeah, just to let you know, the event is free, but its seating is limited, and reservations are highly recommended. You can register at you can email at reservations.bush@nara.gov. Or you can call 691-4014. In addition,
you mean the phone number slower?
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
691-4014.
There you go. Okay. And again, that's coming up on Thursday night. Okay, so what else is going on this summer at the museum?
Well, to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the passing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, you can visit our exhibit in the Rotunda. It's going to be on display now through January 2016. President Bush considered this passage of the ADA Act in 1990 among the finest achievements of his administration, calling it the greatest piece of civil rights legislation in years.
Mm-hmm. And something for the kids still going on, right, with camps?
Yes, we have the Exploring History Summer Camp. It's going to be going on for the next 2 weeks. Kids can learn about the forest. There's going to be an art class, field trip, And at the end, they'll receive a junior forester badge, a certificate, and a seedling. And for that, you can contact Monica at 691-4006.
Okay. And, of course, Bush Library is open every day. And if you have folks coming in this summer, it's always a great place for them to visit, right?
It is.
If they want some more information, what's the website for that?
They can go to bush41.org.
All right. Oh, and by the way, how's what's our report on 41's health as he's on the mend?
Well, he is recovering in Kenny Bunkport, so he is doing well. It's going to take a couple of months, but he is recovering.
Well, and it's cooler up there than it is down here. All right. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
Another satisfied Hartman Realty Group client.
My name is Bill Garms. We had the chance to meet William Hartman when we were looking for property at Hilltop Lakes. Our realtor from Houston had brought us out to show us some of the properties available, and one of his listings was under contract when he called our realtor and said that the property that we had seen 18 months ago had become available again. William helped us a great deal, even though he was representing the seller. 2 days before we were to close, my mother died. He stepped in, assisted us by getting certain documents and checks to the closing office, and did a fabulous job in protecting the seller and assisting us as the buyers. We were so impressed with the way that William handled this project and the professionalism that he exhibited and his caring for his client. We decided to list property that we had originally bought with William.
Simply visit HartmanBCS.com.
Late yesterday afternoon, just after Wall Street stopped trading for the day, the world's biggest tech giants unveiled their second quarter earnings reports. While Yahoo misses its projections and Microsoft hummed right along, out of them all, there were two big winners. GoPro outperformed everyone's expectations, and over at Apple, the numbers were once again nothing short of stunning. Profits are up a staggering 38%, and it's all centered around the sales of, no, not the Apple Watch. Apple's iPhone continues to outsell and outperform everyone's wildest expectations. From April through June, Apple sold 47.4 million iPhones, double the amount from the same time last year. iPad sales are sluggish, and that brings us back to the watch. In all this celebration for Apple, is the watch a success or not? Apple would only say that sales are, quoting now, better than expected. But they still won't say what that means. Nor is Apple willing to tell anyone just how many watches have been sold. Stay up to date with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Well, it finally happened to me. I was on my way to a much-needed summer vacation. That day, so was everybody else. Airport security lines were shoulder to shoulder. TSA employees were shouting over the crowd to take all your laptops out of your carry-on. As I reached to get my laptop, two others reached for theirs, and mine hit the floor. It looked fine. But after boarding the plane, when I pulled it out to do a little work, nothing. The hard drive was damaged beyond repair. All my email and important files and photos were gone. Thank goodness for Carbonite Online Backup. Carbonite had been quietly working in the background for me. Every file safely backed up with Carbonite. In less than a day, I was back in business, just like nothing ever happened. Carbonite is yours for 2 months free when you sign up at Carbonite.com and use promo code KIM. Accident, thefts, storms can't steal your precious data. It's totally safe with Carbonite. Peace of mind with Carbonite. Carbonite.com, promo code KIM for your two free bonus months. That's Carbonite.com. Use promo code KIM.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at drreese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 2 weeks ago, the College Station City Council was told to expect proposed language for a possible bond issue at tomorrow's meeting, but there's been a delay until next week at the earliest to consider if there will be a bond election, and if so, what might be included. The council at its last meeting wrapped up a staff review of recommendations from a citizens committee. Most of the time was spent discussing a $28 million police station at Crenic Tap in Dartmouth. Consultant Chris Rubush told the council there isn't enough land to expand at the department's current location.
When the city needed to add some more space 10 years from now or 20 years from now or 30 years from now, it'd be like, man, why'd they put the police station here? I can't expand any further.
Among the problems with the current police building is flooding in the basement and surrounding parking lots. Assistant City Manager and former police chief Jeff Capps says that won't be as big of an issue for other offices who move if the police department gets a new building.
When we're talking about public safety, it's a 24/7 operation. When bad weather is happening, we're calling people in to make sure that they go handle all
the
things.
Fair enough, Mike.
And usually the rest of the city, when we have extremely bad weather, we send them home.
The Citizens Committee also recommended a seventh fire station and a community center. College Station school board members were scheduled to act on all employee pay and benefit issues at last night's meeting. The board was able to approve a pay raise that's a net 1.5%, with another 0.5% going to a state-mandated increase towards employee retirement. But the board was not able to decide on how much to contribute towards health insurance, according to Superintendent Clark Ely, because they've been waiting almost 2 months for the state to decide next year's funding. What's unknown is if the state will compensate for an anticipated drop in money from the permanent school fund.
Through all the changes in the state funding system, we're moving from being so property wealthy down towards the middle. And so we're, like most everybody else, getting ready to be on formula funding. So instead of doing one thing and then going back and saying, King's X, we're not going to do that. We just want to make sure until we want to feel comfortable enough to see it in the next version of the template before we move forward.
The board did agree with administrators' plans to change the contribution formula. Instead of giving all CSISD employees one amount towards health insurance, more will be given to those with spouse, child, and family plans. How much will be decided during a special meeting August 4th. That will give employees 10 days to make any enrollment changes. A College Station man is accused of leading law enforcement from three agencies on a chase last night from near Houston to College Station. According to a statement from College Station police, 22-year-old Trevor Allen failed to stop for a Harris County deputy. A DPS trooper joined in the pursuit, which ended near Welsh and Southwest Parkway when Allen lost control of his pickup and it struck a fire hydrant in the parking lot of an apartment complex. Allen was caught following a brief foot chase and was taken to the Harris County jail after he was treated for undisclosed injuries. A group of more than 20 concealed handgun license holders from Washington County will be standing guard today outside the Marine Recruitment Office in Brenham. Organizer John Deans says the campaign, called Arm Our Eagles, is aimed at getting federal officials to rescind the order that prohibits most military personnel from carrying weapons at domestic military facilities, like the recruitment center targeted last week in Tennessee. Other groups are doing the same thing in Tyler and Cleburne, but they are openly carrying rifles. Deans says their weapons will be concealed.
It's just, I think it's too much overkill with long guns. The way we train tactically with our concealed handguns, we'll be able to put up a good fight, God forbid.
Dean says after today, they will reassess whether or not to do it again. The dash cam video has been released of the arrest of Sandra Bland, a woman later found dead in her Waller County jail cell.
Officers pulled Sandra Bland over for not using her blinker and arrested her after they say she became combative. Dash cam video of the arrest shows Bland becoming irritated when the officer asks her to put out her cigarette and get out of her car.
Come over here.
Y'all are interested.
Come over here now.
You feeling good about this?
Stand right here.
Following her arrest, officials say she was found hanging in her jail cell by a plastic bag. Medical examiners have ruled her death a suicide. State Senator Royce West is a spokesman for the family and says they're asking for transparency.
That we want to make certain that, quote unquote, that people do not perceive this, anything we do as it relates to this investigation, as a whitewash.
He also wants the grand jury that looks at the case to be diverse. Austin York, TSN News.
The dash cam video is on our website at WTAW.com. Next Tuesday marks the 13th BCS Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Awards. Heather Barlow with the Chamber of Commerce says winners have been selected for the annual recognition of minority-owned local businesses.
The award winners are HBI Office Solutions with Melissa Hodges, House of Tires with Bobby Gutierrez, and Boom Fit and College Station CrossFit with Charlie Lima.
Tickets for next Tuesday's luncheon at the Phillips Events Center are available by going online to bcschamber.org. WTAW News time is 8:39. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You Dentures. dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
The Cherry Rufino team, buy or sell with me and use my moving van for free. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 8:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Products. Stop in and see them as they celebrate 30 years in the biz. They're located at on the bypass between Briarcrest and University. Oh, it's not news, but here are the numbers.
High pressure remains over the area. That leaves our weather rather warm the next few days. Abundant sun, a few clouds, and 95 to 100 for the afternoon high. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Looks to be partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low close to 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny Friday. Temperatures Friday between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Tego 841. So there's the Texas family forced to buy back their missing dog from a Craigslist ad. The Lowe family from Harris County says their 11-year-old terrier Sushi, vanished from their backyard shortly after dog resembling Sushi showed up for sale on Craigslist. Family met with the seller, determined the pooch might be Sushi, but they weren't sure because the dog had been dyed a different color and was acting apprehensive.
Dyed?
Dyed. I don't know.
Oh.
The family went ahead and paid $50 for the terrier. They took the dog to a vet, confirmed with a microchip identification that was definitely 100% their missing pooch. Officials say the crime is known as dog flipping. Have we heard of dog flipping?
Get out
no.
of here.
Where thieves steal animals and sell them online for a quick profit. Kara Lowe now encouraging others to have their pets microchipped and keep an eye out on Craigslist.
So are they going to go after the
I don't know.
Jerkweed that did it?
Here's my concern is how connected is your dog to you if it's acting apprehensive when you walk in the room?
Well, after being dyed, I'd act apprehensive about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's your people, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, my dog's pretty much wet the floor when I walk in, so I mean, just.
Do you have that effect on?
No. Well, that's enough. A new study says men gain a few pounds after they become dads.
Yeah.
It's called Dad Bod.
Right. Yep.
The study looked at information from more than 10,000 U.S. American men who were followed from their teen years until their mid-30s. About one-third of the men became fathers during the study period, and upon entering fatherhood, men living with their children saw a 2.6% increase in their body mass index, their BMI.
Easily explained.
Average weight would be about 4 pounds. Easily explained?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's leftover food on the plate. You can't they can't have that. So you're like, now I'll have 3 or 4 more bites. That looks this is good.
Yeah, let me go do that.
Probably more candy in the house too.
Yeah. All right. So there's supposed to be I don't know that I want to be part of this
earth.
Well,
I feel the same way sometimes.
No.
Part of the earth at all?
I'm afraid that somebody is trying to promote something, and I don't know that I want to be part of this ramp up if it's not real. So I'm going to think about it for about a minute and then come back and decide if we're going to. What it's supposed to be is a game that you do while you're tailgating at football games, okay?
Oh.
Something new and different.
Driving down the highway.
Yeah, no.
That's
no,
a dangerous game.
No, anyway, supposedly something to do out there as you prepare for your football games this season.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Not. Registration for Upward Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Upward Flag Football is specially designed for four-year-olds through the sixth grade, and girls volleyball is for first through sixth grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Upward team. For more information and registration for Upward Flag Football and girls volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
There you go. It's 8:45, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A slice of Pizza Hut cheesy-filled history set to vanish this weekend.
Cheesy-filled
cheesy,
histoire.
Cheesy-filled, that's it. As they prepare to close their longest operating restaurant in U.S. America.
Really? Yep. Where's it at?
Manhattan, Kansas. Nearly 55 years of operation. They'll close their doors for the last time on Sunday. Pizza Hut began serving piping hot pies to customers in 1958 in Wichita, just down the road a few hours from Manhattan, of course, home of K-State. The owner of the restaurant, who operates several other Pizza Hut locations in the area, said closing was the toughest decision I've had to make in my life. And he finally acknowledged that the financial side of the business outweighed the historical significance. I guess the market has changed, or maybe I don't know where he's located necessarily.
Okay. I'm just kind of thinking, if you sell that business, there's no way it's not going to smell like pizza forever.
No, you're right. And,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, and you know, think about what the oven looks like, you know?
Like ovens. Pizza.
Yeah,
they've seasoned.
Done more. Yeah, probably so. Okay, it's called foaling. Have you heard of it? Foaling.
No.
Okay.
As in a small horse?
No. Fans of foaling want it to be the next tailgate sport. Okay, it rhymes with bowling, but it's with an F. Okay, foaling combines football and bowling. Each team has a regular set of bowling pins set up on their end. Teams take turns throwing a football at the other team's pins. The first team to knock down their opponent's pins wins. The sport has actually been around for a few years. They think this is its breakthrough year.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't think so.
I mean, unless you have an automatic pin setter, it's not going to be much fun.
Yeah, you're right. And it, well,
that's what kids are for.
I was going to say, you make your kids do that. Well, and again, here's the deal. Because cornholing is a big deal, right?
Oh, sure.
That's you toss it.
Absolutely.
And if you look at the materials that you need, okay, that's a board, a plank that's got a hole cut in it, and you got bean bags, right? Okay.
Yep.
You're going to carry around 10 bowling pins?
No, people do it with beer cans.
Oh.
That would be my guess.
Oh, you mean so there's alcohol consumed before the games?
I hear. We're busy working during football. Yeah. So, I've heard that's what people do.
Okay. But, I mean, a bowling pin and a beer can are two completely different things.
Sure.
Okay. Just saying. Because, I mean, you just kind of just slide the ball. You kind of sidearm the ball and you knock the pins the cans
well,
down every time.
My thinking more than anything else, and the reason this won't work, is because you're also going to be constantly fetching a football that doesn't bounce the same way.
Good point.
Ever.
Yeah, good point. Because you'd have to put a net up behind it. Then it bounces into somebody else's tent and all that stuff. So, all right.
Yeah, it's never going to be successful.
Okay. We got rid of that idea.
See, we are fixing the world's problems.
We are, as a matter of fact. So there. This is pretty cool. Teenage waiter who took the time to actually chat about life with a male customer was awarded with a $1,000 tip on a $20 bill.
Woo-hoo! Wow.
Yep. Brandon Model worked at the Smoky Barbecue in Frankfort, Illinois. Slow night. Didn't think it was any big deal to be friendly with his customers. But after the customer left, he went over, collected the check, and there was a $1,000 tip as well as a note that was written. Thanks for your kind service. You're doing a great job as a server. I'm not sure what your hopes and dreams in life are, but I hope this tip helps.
Yay!
No kidding.
That's cool.
Well, it really is. You know, so as you servers get ready, I'm not saying, it'll happen to you, but at least think about that as you go off to work today to deal with surly people in your restaurant.
Having worked in that profession for a while,
yeah.
I would love to be at a station in life where I could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I generally try to tip well. I think it's
me
important.
Too, but
it's
I can't throw around $1,000.
No. Yeah, that's a different deal. Yeah.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
My name is Laurie Nauman, and I'm the program manager for the Strengthening Families Program out at Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. My particular program teaches parent education in a 10-county area, Brazos County and surrounding counties. One of the other departments here in my department is the Brazos Valley Injury Prevention Coalition, and they provide a myriad of safety information, bike safety, pedestrian safety, vehicle safety for those same 10 counties.
And all of this will be on display at our Back to School Family Fun Fest.
Yes, that is correct. We'll be there, and then we have actually 30 exhibitors coming with just organizations from throughout our community that have resources for families and kids.
And where is this taking place?
This is going to take place at the A&M United Methodist Church Annex. The address is 315 Tauber Street. It's kind of behind the main church, which is on University. The Annex is behind them. The event is Tuesday, August 4th, and it'll be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Well, we plan to have all kinds of activities for parents and kids. We'll have College Station Police Department's going to be there, BV CASA, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, the Children's Museum, the Homeschool Association, Twin City Mission, some of their programs are going to be out there, the Bryan College Station Libraries, and just quite a few other exhibitors that all provide services for either families or kids in particular. We also will have a bounce house and games for kids, and we'll be giving out backpacks for the kids and also door prizes for the parents. Just to let y'all know, some of the giveaways for parents include a $100 gift card to HEB. We have a gift basket from Aguilent Outfitters valued at $150, gift cards to Cafe Excel, Grand Station, half-price books, and several other places. Reveille and Kaboom will be there, and the Aggie Wranglers are also performing.
So this will be just a fun way to wrap up the summer and get everyone geared up towards back-to-school season.
Yes. Unfortunately, school's going to be here before we know it, so this is, yeah, just to be a fun way to sort of say goodbye to the summer and get ready for school.
And is there a website or anywhere people can go for more information?
We don't have a website, but they can certainly call either myself or Cindy Kovar to get more information. My number is 979-862-1915. Cindy Kovar's number is 979-862-1921.
So mark those calendars for Tuesday, August 4th for the Family Fun Fest. It's a free event open to all families, parents, and kids, and it will be taking place at the A&M United Methodist Church. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
So the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of your own state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than Dallas. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW coming up on about 6 minutes till. Well, going to try to help you get through life and do some etiquette-y things, okay?
Etiquette-y,
etiquette-y,
I like it.
Yeah. Seems fewer and fewer people bother responding to invitations that say RSVP on them, and more people who do respond often wait until the very last minute, as
yes.
Any host will tell you. It is very frustrating. So, experts of etiquette say that an RSVP should not be ignored. The host and hostess need to know how many people are playing for. And the sooner that they know, the better. It's believed that many people avoid responding at all because they don't want to say no or they don't want to commit, just in case something else comes up. But your host would rather you say no than nothing. If you're giving a party, consider using an online invitation service. Evite is one of them. And that might help as far as your response rates are concerned. And again, the immediacy of it, so yeah, I can understand that. But look, if they thought enough of you to invite you, the least you can do is answer them. And again, even if it's a no.
I just stumbled on this.
Mm-hmm.
Little girls' softball team, they use a pitching machine apparently for the younger softball players.
Okay.
It broke.
Okay.
His daughter's on the team, so Adam Wainwright started his rehab stint as the softball pitcher for his daughter's softball
Who
team.
Is Adam Wainwright?
He plays for St. Louis. He's a really good pitcher.
Oh, okay, very good.
And I'm thinking as a teen girl or a little 8-year-old girl, you're going, I just hit a home run off of Adam Wainwright.
There you go, exactly. Hey, this is exactly what the internet is for. Chicago blogger Jill Cataldo knew that her readers would really not believe it if she just said it, so she took a picture of it. At her local Walgreens, there's a full display of Halloween treats, including candy corn and Snickers and pumpkins. Halloween, July 21st.
Oh, my.
To prove she wasn't making it up, she asked her husband to grab a newspaper so that it could be photographed showing the date along with the Halloween candy display. Once again, that's why we have candy corn. That was made for Halloween in 1957.
Howdy, folks. Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we've been challenged to sell 105 new 2015 Chevys in July. Around here, we say, bring it on. With all these amazing Camaros, Cruzes, Colorados, Suburbans, and Silverados in stock, we are confident that we can win this closeout challenge. And you'll win, too, on the best Chevy offers of the year. Pay less for your Chevy and get more for your trade. Come to Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader, trade-in marketplace dealership, to get your instant cash offer for your old car. Feel free to walk away with the cash or use it on a closeout price Chevy car or truck. It's a win-win for you during Tom Light Chevrolet's July closeout challenge. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care.